Well, there are so many wonderful things going on, so many wonderful things to be praising Him for and to thank Him for, as well as petitions, ongoing petitions. I promise you, we will get to all of those downstairs before our Q&A.
Amen.
But today, we want to focus upon a very important matter that's before all of us, as conservative, born-again, evangelical, Bible-believing Christians who are committed to the pro-life movement. Does anybody know what's happening this week? Does anybody know what's happening this week? It's going to impact every single one of us. Does anybody know? I am so glad we are here together.
Yes.
I'm so glad that we can join our hearts as we remember a very important time. This Thursday, May the 9th, First Choice Women's Resource Centers are before the United States Supreme Court. Did you know that? We have an attorney general in the Great Garden State who has been harassing and hounding and targeting this First Choice ministry because of its stance for the sanctity of human life. The attorney general wants access to all of their donors, all of their gifts, all of their offerings, all of the names of people who are supporting them. The mission and goal, of course, is to try to shut them down. We are among those who are numbered among their donors.
Amen.
What we don't want to happen is the attorney general to get access to any of this private information, because we know that if he gets it, he's not going to be sending us thank you notes.
Right.
He's going to be sending us no thank you notes. He's going to be seeking to do whatever he can to shut down the cause.
Yes.
So this Thursday, an appeal is being made to the United States Supreme Court. First Choice Women's Resource Centers, they are seeking relief. This issue that the Attorney General has been forcing upon them should be decided in a federal court. The federal court says, no, we don't want anything to do with this. You guys decided back into the state court of New Jersey. We can't go there. We cannot go there because we know the issue's already decided.
Yeah.
So we are appealing to the United States Supreme Court to get the hearing to the federal courts so that we can stop this harassment by our state attorney general. You all know that we support heavily First Choice Women's Resource Centers.
We do.
You know that this is a ministry that provides free ultrasounds and STD testing and baby clothes and so much more to the community based upon its pro-life views. And it's because of the pro-life views that the state of New Jersey is seeking to shut the whole thing down. So what I'm asking all of us to do this week is to be praying and working. Praying and working on behalf of First Choice Women's Resource Centers. We all know what's involved in praying, right?
Yes.
We're praying between now and Thursday, that this court is heard and that the ruling is in favor of the First Choice Women's Resource Centers. But what about the working? What are some things that we can be doing this week? Well, I just mentioned to you that this is a ministry that provides free ultrasounds, STD testing, and baby clothes to all of the mothers who are carrying their babies to full term. You know that we are committed not only to helping preserve the life of the unborn, we're very committed to that, but we're also committed to helping the unborn, once they're born, to get a good start.
Yes.
And that's what First Choice Women's Resource Centers is committed to as well. Did you know that they have parenting classes for every single mother who comes into this center, who is bent on having an abortion? Through good counsel and God's timing, their thinking changes, and they make a commitment to carry their babies to term. Did you know the First Choice Women's Resource Centers provides parent training for these new moms? I could have benefited from some of that parent training years ago, I am quite certain. But here's what's going on. Once a young mom makes a commitment to carry the baby to term, and they commit to the parenting classes, they can go up to 24 classes of parental training. Each class is worth 4 baby bucks. The baby bucks, play money, translated into money that can be used to purchase baby clothes that are in their baby boutiques. I have seen the baby boutique down in Montclair, and it is beautiful. And the clothing is absolutely beautiful. So imagine this. A young mom makes the commitment. She's going to carry the baby to term. She goes through all the parental classes. She gets 24 classes times 4 baby bucks. That translates into $96. Then she makes the commitment to go into additional training from the time the baby's born up through the next 18 months. Why, she gets an opportunity to go through more parental training and earn up to $72 worth of baby bucks. Now, let's see if my math serves me correctly. That's 96 plus 72. That's $168 worth of baby bucks. What does the mom do? For every baby buck she has earned, she gets to go to that baby boutique and purchase one baby outfit. That means she can get up to 168 outfits free just because she's committed to go through the parental training. And we have the wonderful opportunity to help them bring that to fruition.
Amen.
They have lots of baby clothes donated to them. Where are those baby clothes today, Brother Ralph DeGroat? Where are those baby clothes? Why, they have made their way to Bethel Christian Fellowship. We have at least 15 bags and boxes of baby clothes. Why are they here? Well, that's where every single one of you comes in. We are praying and we are working. After worship, all of us, whether you're staying for Q&A or not, we're going downstairs. Our deacons are going to help distribute to you bags and boxes of these baby clothes. You're going to be helping to work in the process.
Amen.
What are you going to be doing? You're going to be washing the clothes, drying the clothes, sorting the clothes by gender. Oh, by the way, there's only 2 genders. You're going to be sorting the clothes by genders and by size. You're going to be throwing out anything that's not usable, anything that's got too much stain in them, anything that's ripped, anything that's torn. Think about clothing for your own children or your own grandchildren. And then, over the course of the week, as you work with us, we come back next Sunday morning and we bring back all of these washed bags of baby clothes. Okay. And Brother Ralph DeGroat, what do we do with them at that point?
We'll take them back.
We bring them right back to the center in Montclair. Listen, I'm excited about this because we are not only a local church fellowship that is committed to praying and to giving our resources, we are committed to working for the cause.
Amen.
And there's no better practical way to work toward the cause than to help First Choice Resource Centers in the baby clothing distribution to young moms who have gone through all of these parental training classes. They deserve the very best.
Yes.
They deserve the very best, and we are thrilled to be part of the process, aren't we?
Yes.
We are very thrilled,
yes.
And I'm here to tell you that this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of a much more practical involvement that we can have with this wonderful pro-life mission. We believe in the sanctity of human life.
Yes.
We believe in the care of these moms, and we believe in the ongoing life and care of that life moving forward. That's the plan. We're going to be praying toward that end. We're going to be working toward that end. Oh, and by the way, I've already contacted a number of you who have told me that, what do I do if I don't have access to a washer and dryer? Well, some have said, I'd like to go to a laundromat. Others have said, I'd just like to give cash to help buy new baby clothes. Whatever your preference is, whatever your preference is, we want everybody involved in this praying and working for a tremendous cause this coming week. Remember, Thursday is a big, big deal. It impacts not only them. It impacts every single one of us who are committed to protecting our religious freedoms, our free speech, our parental rights, and the sanctity of human life. Amen?
Amen.
So I've got Brother Ron Shoemate, and I've got Brother Ralph DeGroat that's going to join me for just a few moments in taking some time and praying for the cause, praying for the ministry of First Choice Women's Resource Centers, praying for the sanctity of human life, praying for the distribution of this clothing, and most of all, praying for this up-and-coming Supreme Court case. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Brother Ralph will come first, then Brother Ron, and then I'll close the time.
Let us bow our heads. Loving, holy, great Father who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your steadfast love. Lord, thank you how it endures forever.
Yes.
We also thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord, because, Lord, you remain faithful even though we are unable. But loving Father, we just want to thank you for, Lord, just enabling us to be a part, Lord, of anything that glorifies you, Father, and the saving of the lives in the womb, Father, nothing more precious than that, Father. So we ask at this time, loving Father, that, Lord, what has been brought before us this morning by our shepherd, prepare our hearts, Father, to serve. Prepare our wills, Lord, to care and to look and to think about these lives, Lord, that will benefit from this effort.
Yes.
Be with us here at, Lord, at Bethel, Father, that we will all faithfully join together, loving Father, just to be behind First Choice, loving Father, in the preparation of at least the clothes. But most important of all, we are there, Lord, praying for First Choice, Lord, in this upcoming battle, Lord, with this Attorney General as well as the state of New Jersey. Loving Father, please, Father, work it out, Lord, where this Supreme Court, Lord, just rules in favor of First Choice for the sake of these lives. Lord, our freedoms that we, Lord, have grown up with all our lives to choose, to be able to say what we want to say to a degree, Father, that's been taken away from us, or it's being attempted to be taken away. Father, be with us, Father, in this country. Lord, turn this country around, Father, where we come to our senses and understand, Lord, even the opposition, Father, that is being thrown towards Israel, Father, for defending themselves. Lord, these colleges as well, Father, in this country, please, Lord, work it out, Lord. Make these people come to their senses, Lord, and understand that, Lord, Israel, Lord, these are your people as well, loving Father. You are the one who called them. Be with them now at this time, President Netanyahu. And Lord, we ask now, especially be with us here at Bethel, that we will be able to faithfully, Lord, commit ourselves to serving. I want to thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Thank you for giving us all a heart, Lord, to care. Thank you for just, Lord, being with us, Lord. Thank you for our great salvation. And I want to thank you for everyone here, Lord. Now, Lord, lead and guide us. Be with us and continue to strengthen us. We'll be careful to give you the honor and the praise in the name of our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Oh, let us continue to pray. The scriptures declare, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love you,
yes,
to those who are called according to your purpose. Dear Father, we thank you for who you are. We bow down before your great glory and majesty.
Yes.
There is none like you. There is nothing like unto you above all the heavens. Throughout all the earth, oh God, you are the majestic, the holy, the righteous, the just, the true, and the faithful. You are our provider.
Yes.
You are our keeper. You are our deliverer. You are our perseverer, oh God. And so we thank you for, Lord, your grace and your mercy. Father, we as human beings, Lord, we thank you for you beginning a work in us, the prompts to complete that work in us, oh God.
Yes.
I bow down before your majesty and thankfulness of all that you're doing and all that you've done. For we know that everything, Lord, that has come to challenge us, we are the light in the dark places.
Yes.
Our lives exemplify, personify who you are, Father.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we come before you, oh God, and in supplication, Lord, to ask, Father, you, as my brother just prayed, regarding, Lord, the sanctity of life. Oh, God, and how our sister Anna prays for it every time she prays, Lord. Oh, God. Yes. Lord, we ask that you would look upon those, oh, Lord, making those choices to murder their children, Father. Lord, we stand in the gap and we pray, Lord, that you would alter that decision, that you would cause those mothers to be convicted with the thing that is going on in their bodies, Lord. And not only that, we ask you, Father, as this Thursday is coming, for this matter to go before the Supreme Court, Lord, that you would turn it around, that you would cause, Lord, things to work into favor, oh God, of a right decision, that it would go back to the federal courts, oh God. We pray this, oh God, for we're living in a dark time, but we look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We look to you, we're trusting you, our hope is in you, oh God. Father, so we pray, oh God, that you will work things out in the favor of First Choice and all the organizations, Lord, that are doing these things, Lord, trying to stop this type of egregious murder of giving up their children by vacuuming them up from the Lord from the woman's body, oh God, in parts and what have you. This is not a good thing at all.
No.
So we pray that you would turn it around, God. And we thank you, Lord, for having to be a part of being able to help with the clothing of the children for the mothers, oh God. Yes, Lord, we pray for all those that work in these organizations, and in particular our Tina Pagoda, whom we know. Yes, we pray for her strength, her continued strength, and her health. In thee, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the time in which we're living. Father, you placed us here for such a time as this. Yes. So I pray that our hearts are gathered together in the unity of your word, in the unity of the body of Christ, that we stand firm on your word no matter what comes before us, Lord, that we present ourselves, oh God, as true, Lord, no matter what befalls us. No matter what comes at us, Lord, for we know all things work together for our good.
Yes,
so we give you all the glory and honor, Father. We thank you for today. We thank you for the message,
Lord,
that is going to come forth for us. We pray that we have open ears to hear, that our minds aren't in other places, oh God, doing other things, Lord, but we're here, oh God, at Bethel Fellowship, Christian Fellowship, Lord, that we would hear the word that's coming from your mouth that would help us and deliver us from faith to faith, that would grow us and mature us, Lord, in this walk as we walk it today, Lord. And Lord, bless our pastor, oh Father, as he comes forth, your under shepherd, Lord, that you would just continue to just build him up, oh God, and have him spew out the things that we need to hear in our hearing. Dear Lord, and we're missing his wife, oh God, knowing she is, Lord, where she is, oh God, doing your work as well at the same time. She's missed, Lord, but we know you're blessing her, oh God, in that position that you've placed her in today.
Yes.
Now bless us, oh God, as a unity, as a union of believers that are trusting you.
Yes.
We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And our Father in heaven, how we do rejoice in your goodness and in your grace to us.
Yes.
We praise your name that you have redeemed us by the blood of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you that we have been united to one another through faith.
Yes.
And Heavenly Father, how we do pray for the Church of Jesus Christ today.
Yes.
We would pray that churches throughout this state would be in prayer as we approach this important day on Thursday. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give the representatives of First Choice the wisdom, the fortitude, the strength, the resolve to present their case clearly.
Please.
We do thank you that you are sovereign. We thank you that in providence you lead and guide, and our confidence and trust is in thee.
Yes.
We would ask for a favorable ruling.
Mm-hmm.
We would ask, Heavenly Father, that you might use this case is an opportunity for us,
Lord,
to continue on in the protection of our religious freedoms and in our free speech and in our parental rights. And most of all, Heavenly Father, for the sanctity of human life. We do pray for First Choice Women's Resource Centers. Heavenly Father, we pray for all of the directors. We pray for all of the staff, all of the volunteers that give of their time and energy for the cause of the gospel of Christ and to save the lives of the unborn. We'd ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless them in their ongoing ministries. We thank you for their continuing ministries to the young mothers, and we rejoice in the opportunity that we have to be a part of the clothing ministry. Strengthen us and encourage us this week as we work and pray toward the greater good. Heavenly Father, we delight that we can lift all of these things before the throne of grace because we know that you hear us. We know that you answer us. We know that you answer us according to your will. And so we trust these things into your hands and your care. And Heavenly Father, more than anything else, I would pray that you might use this week to awaken the church in the Great Garden State. Help us to understand that elections matter. Help us to understand that we need strong voices in our representative government to protect us and within our courts as well. Wake us up, Heavenly Father, to vote for candidates who are for the cause and not against the cause. And we commit all of these things to thee and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.